Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from the narthex here at the church, the lobby area outside of the sanctuary and the offices and kind of a crossroads for our church. And over the last year or so, we've been working on a redecorating renovation project here to make this space more welcoming and inviting. And we got new furniture. I'm sitting in one of our new chairs, and I got to tell you, it's pretty darn comfortable. A person could spend a fair amount of time here. So thanks to everybody who's participated in any part of the narthex renovation project. Thanks for folks who picked these comfy chairs. It occurs to me that these chairs offer a real welcome to the folks who come here to the church. And for over 6 months, we've had on the wall, which you'll see here in a moment, a sign welcoming folks to Ascension Lutheran Church. And that sign is helpful. I think it those words provide a welcome to anybody who comes through our doors. But these chairs also, I think, and maybe even more significantly, offer a welcome. They say there's a space here for you to sit and to be for a while. We had other chairs here temporarily, and they got used quite a bit, and they were nice. These are nicer, and I think they do an even better job of extending hospitality to those who walk through our doors. And it got me thinking about how important it is that our actions match our words. So we've had this welcome sign up, and now our furniture extends that welcome to those who come here as well. I drive a fair amount, and I'm reminded of times I've been driving and I've seen somebody with a fish sticker or symbol on their car, or a license plate frame that says "Keep Christ in Christmas," and then I see them doing something that I would consider to be inhospitable, cutting me off in traffic, maybe extending a one-fingered wave that seems inconsistent with the words that they have displayed on their car. I too have been guilty of being inhospitable at times, I must confess, but all of this is by way of a reminder that each of us should do our best to make our actions match the words that we say. If we say that we love God and we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, and we like Jesus, need to be loving and kind and giving and generous. We're in the middle of a sermon series here on generosity, and that requires us to think of others and their needs ahead of our own. And it's one thing to say those words, it's a whole other thing to act upon them. And this week, I'm definitely going to continue to work hard at trying to make my actions match the words that I preach, the words that I speak, the words that I read in Scripture, match the prayers that I say to God for help, that I might be more loving and kind and generous and giving to others. And I invite you to do the same. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. I hope you've been sitting in a chair as comfy as the one I've been sitting in, and encourage you when you're in the area to stop on by the church and be welcomed here in this space, and take one of these chairs for a drive. I mean, a sit. Don't take it with you unless you really need it, and then we can talk. All right. It's good being with you today. I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. Take care.